What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Kind of Funny Games cast. As always, I am the pro gamer, Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller. What's up, Greg Miller?
Sorry, yeah, question from the Peanut Gallery. Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show. Why? I know you're wearing your Full Sail Armada thing they gave us at the Hall of Fame last year. Why are you suddenly wearing it and calling yourself a pro gamer?
The real answer is I like to match my lights to my outfits, and I don't have any orange outfits, and the orange light looks dope. And I saw this. You know what? I'm a pro gamer today, and I'm feeling good. Although I'm not really feeling good. Also, of course, we have Blessing at IOA Jr. in the new face of video games, and of course, the former informer Imran Khan joining us as well. Here's my I got some beef, Greg. I got some beef with the pro gamer shirts.
You're taking the Sinatra news hard.
I am taking the Sinatra news very hard, but these look like they are made to allow you to breathe. Allow you to kind of like, you know, be there doing all the like clicking heads and stuff that Andy does.
Yeah. Right. You're ripping them to shreds.
This thing is a little sweat box.
Sure.
It's just insulating the heat. Like
today,
it would breathe better than it does.
I was working out my SF Shock One today. And I think that's part of the thing is because they have that weird shine to them. They have that athletic shine, that jersey shine. You know what I mean? They're meant to hold it in. Because this is a sports sun. You're supposed to sweat. All right.
Energy inside. I feel like jerseys usually breathe, though. You know,
yeah, there's all how many jerseys do you think I've worn, and how many did I not wear in fifth grade with a t-shirt underneath it because I was horrified by my body? All right, I don't know what a jersey's supposed to fucking do, sir. All right,
I feel like the soccer jerseys I've worn, I've been able to like, you know, feel free and feel like I got air flowing through me because you're going to be doing a lot of running. Theoretically, those are soccer jerseys, as a gamer, though. Maybe not.
Well, these are meant to go to Walmart.
Though. They're sitting here. The hot lights. Just beaming down on them, the thousands and thousands of fans around them breathing.
Yeah. Yo, bless
there's
them.
Heat. There's already. I don't need more heat. I want less heat. Dissipate.
Maybe the stadiums are cold because there's all the computers in the stadiums, and they don't want the computers to overheat, and so they had to make the jerseys like sweaters.
Blessing.
Then they have accomplished that, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kind of Funny Games cast each and every week right here on YouTube.com/Kind of Funny Games. We get together to talk about video games and all the things that we love about them. We make predictions, and sometimes those predictions are wrong. But guess what, gentlemen? sometimes they're right. You can watch this show ad-free by going to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, just like Mohammed, Al Tribesman, James Hastings, Sancho West Gaming, Agent Cody Banks, Trent Berry, Julian, the gluten-free gamer, Joseph R. Yusuf, and Scott Radloff did. If you don't want to pay us, that's cool. You can get the show for free later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, or your favorite podcast service. Just search for Kinda Funny Games cast. So many different options. You know what I mean? We like to do that for you. So thank you for allowing us to do nice things for you. Earlier this year, guys, we did predictions. We did two prediction topics, which was just in January. Is it just me, or does that feel like that was last year that we did these prediction topics?
It was a different world.
It's January, really
different world. Like forever ago.
And I feel like it'd be, in any other year, it'd be silly for us to go back and look at our predictions that we made in January, in April. But this whole situation we're going through, I feel like there's a lot of stuff we might want to take back. We might want to change. So
Audibles.
Over on reddit.com/r/kindoffunny, our boy C. Anon went through, and this is the same dude. He's always getting our predictions for game awards and all that stuff, keeping track of who wins and all that stuff. Went through the two episodes, and because we did two predictions episodes, one was just general gaming in 2020, and one of them was specifically about the next gen console launches. So he went through and took notes on our predictions, but he also took notes on like boiling down the like responses from everybody that added to it, and some of them are real, real damn good. So what we're gonna do today is go through those predictions, see where we're still at with them, and if we want to throw in new predictions or like amendments along the way, feel free. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to hold anybody back.
That's not a pro gamer move. A pro gamer move is letting people run free and click on whatever they want. That's who you are today.
Clicking heads. I don't like the clicking heads bit.
I don't either. It doesn't make any sense. Andy's stupid.
You're clicking ahead literally. Like when you're playing Call of Duty to get a headshot, you're clicking on a head. Basically.
So you think when you're pulling the trigger on your gun in the game, you're eliminating the action that you are performing as the character on the gun and thinking more of as kids in the hall, like I crush your head. That's what you're coming up with.
I'm thinking of it as when you're playing a FPS, and I know you never use a PC to game, Greg. When you're playing game a first-person shooter on a computer, you're using a mouse, right? And like the act of getting a headshot that involves you then moving the mouse to the head of an enemy character and then clicking.
Yeah.
And so you're clicking heads as a first-person shooter player.
Has anyone in the history of first-person shooter... Can we get Fatality on the phone? Has anyone ever said that?
I bet you get Fatality on the phone. I bet if you called him, he's probably not doing anything right now. It would be pretty easy.
I can call Courage if you want.
Let's start off with Kinda Funny's 2020 video game predictions from Gamescast, Episode 3. Greg Miller says, before the end of the year, we'll have a teaser trailer for the next Uncharted game. It will be from Sony San Diego in conjunction with Naughty Dog. It will not feature Drake. There'll be a new main character, and there will be one or two familiar faces in the trailer. Do you stand by this message?
Damn, I don't like this topic. I don't like this Gamescast at
all. It's so funny because
you're supposed to make these predictions and never think about them again unless they come true.
I know. Unless they come true. You went on to clarify, Greg.
Please leave me.
The main character doesn't mean Chloe or Nadine, although we will see them.
Yeah. Not D. I like that.
And it's not. It's
a spoiler for Uncharted 4.
It's not D's D. End of Uncharted 4 spoiler. Is what was said, which is such a great thing. Not D's D. But yeah, we might see her as the tech person.
Do I stand by this? The problem I run into is where would this be? Where would this go? You know what I mean? Game Awards is the only thing. Is Game Awards going to be Game Awards like we know Game Awards to be? You know? You understand that?
Question.
Keep up with that, Wes?
I feel like that's a good thing to talk about. Like, do we think the Game Awards by then, by December, that will be in a place that resembles what it has in years past?
I think it happens 100%. Whether or not it'll be like a physical event, I think is the question. Yeah. I could see them easily pivoting Game Awards to being a digital event. I think the thing then is you lose out on, they do ticket sales for Game Awards, right? That's how you enter, right? I think it's
free. Invite.
Okay, well maybe that becomes.
There's an audience section, but yeah, I forget if they pay or if those are free tickets. Like there's a section for tickets. Regular people. Okay.
I think that gets complicated, but I think with ad deals and sponsorships and all these other things, you can justify still doing a game awards kind of thing, but have it be like, remember the, was it the VGXs, the Joel McHale year? You have it be more like that and have it be like a host that is sitting on a couch that is like, whether or not it's at home, like, I'm not going to make predictions about how like work from home is going to go by that time, but I don't think you have it be with a large audience. I think you find some workaround to where it is like more of an intimate event, whether it is like a few people in a room that are presenting and doing all these things, or if it is like a fully digital event. I think you can easily do game. I think you can make Game Awards happen this year. I think Jeff Keighley will want to.
There's no way Jeff's not going to have it.
It's going to happen. But my question is, do you guys think that it will have announcements of the magnitude that we're used to? I do.
Yeah,
I think so. I think people are planning around that. Like, marketing plans, as evidenced by today, Ubisoft still going ahead with an Assassin's Creed announcement. Like, they still have to go. Games still have to be announced. I think people are assuming that Game Awards will still be around in December. And assuming Gamescom goes well, which is another Keighley digital joint, I bet that he's going to have the same template for Game Awards this year.
Hmm. So, Imran says, could it be released in conjunction with the film? Not a tie-in, but like Ratchet and Clank did.
Greg, I'm not so optimistic that film is coming out still.
Hey, that film got pushed up now.
Did it?
It got pushed back hella, and then it got moved up, and then Spider-Man 3 got pushed back to take its spot.
Man, Tom Holland, man. Doing things.
What a cutie, you know?
Yeah.
Then everyone says, what about Sony Bend? Greg says, they'll do Days Gone 2. They don't want to work on someone else's IP again.
Very true. That's a smart thing for Greg. That's a good thing that Greg said right
there. Do you think Days Gone 2 is happening?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it was sales successful, but like, it's also one of those things, like, you talk to so many people, they're like, yeah, that game made a lot of money, but no one ever talks about critical response to it, which is something they love talking about usually.
Yeah, but I think that's it's very much a dollars and cents games to them, or mm-hmm. game to them, where yeah, it sold well, it has an audience behind it. You know, they just celebrated a year and they put out all those stats. They've supported that the entire way. Like, I think that they had plans for more, and I think they probably their buttholes tightened when the review scores dropped and everybody's like, ooh, I don't know if I really like this. And then the crowd reaction to it. And that's the thing too, with Days Gone, I do believe that if Sony Ben gets another crack at it, which I think they will, that they'll take that critical feedback and have a different game at launch that will appease both parties. I mean, critical and commercial. And so yeah, I definitely think that's what they're working on now. And I think they're going to be on. I think it'll be out a lot faster than Days Gone 1 was, since there was so much hullabaloo on getting that game actually started and launched and whatever might've been a project beforehand.
Sticking with PlayStation here. Mm-hmm. Imran says, God of War 2 will get teased this year. It will not be called God of War 2. Corey Barlog will not be the one directing it. They bring back Stig.
So I remember saying, I remember like people disagreeing about Corey Barlog not directing, but then we ended up like looking it up later and he made some like statements. It wasn't directly saying I'm not going to direct this game, but more like, it makes sense to hand it off kind of thing. So I think I'm going to take credit for that being mostly right, at least as far as like
wrong. He's directing that game.
I think the clarification at the bottom is writing the script but not directing. I still think that's true, but I don't think I bet they bring someone else in as a director. I don't know that it'll be Stig, because it does sound like Respawn's doing a different kind of thing right now, and now he's kind of running that while Zampella's on DICE LA. But I do think they will bring somebody of note in for whatever the next God of War sequel is called.
Blessing says, Horizon Zero Dawn 2 is revealed this year for PlayStation 5, but not for launch, dated 2021. Instead, there will be a Knack 3 game at launch.
I stand by all of it.
His reasoning being, there needs to be a child-friendly game at launch.
I stand by all of it.
You won't back down, kids.
I won't back down. I think the only, and I don't know if I'm going to make this an amendment or not, but I still... There has been news this week, or was it last week? There's news recently about Horizon Zero Dawn and how it's going to be reportedly a trilogy, and how like they had thoughts of doing like an in-between title between 1 and 2. I could see there being a Horizon Zero Dawn spinoff, like maybe like a smaller spinoff title still happening, and so maybe that's a thing, but we'll see. I think we'll see Horizon Zero Dawn this year, though, like revealed in some form. Yeah. That's why I'm still sitting on.
I don't think they would release that game on PC if they weren't planning to release a sequel in a relatively near future.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation 5 launch game this holiday. Take it to the bank. Blessings wrong.
I would bet launch game, if not for the way the world is going right now. And I'm not sure there's going to be a huge launch game on PS5 this year. But I would bet it's that infamous spot of launch window a couple of months after.
Yeah. Sure. I still stand by. I think my argument when we did this episode that I still stand by is that there's not really historically been like a big PlayStation launch title that they've launched with any of their consoles. Like, usually you'll see the bigger titles come through later. And like I think all they really need to do to sell people on PS5 in terms of games is to come out and say, hey, this is what you need to look forward to. Like, this is what you're going to get in 2021. God of War 2 exists, whether they call it God of War Ragnarok or Valhalla or whatever it is.
I ain't calling it Valhalla no more.
But yeah, you got God of War to look forward to. And then whatever other PlayStation game that's coming, Spider-Man, right? You have these games to look forward to. You might not have them at launch, but at least you have Knack 3.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
you have Knack 3.
Honestly, like, is there really a point to putting a very huge launch game out on a PS5 that they've already said, or not said, but the reports have come out that it's not going to be huge in terms of production numbers? Like, yeah, if you can only sell a million copies, assuming every single person who buys a PS5 buys Horizon Zero Dawn 2, like,
that's five or six million right there.
That's 1 million copies until like the next year. Which is a slow, you might as well release it like in March-ish or April-ish later.
I want to tell you, I got out of it. I weaseled out of it and I was going to let it go. But now I'm going to step back up to the plate and tell you that I'm rescinding. I don't think my Uncharted thing will come true this year.
Yeah.
I think too much has changed. Too much has changed.
Too much has changed. We are in Uncharted territories.
That's a pro gamer move.
Yeah, pro gamer move here. Tim Getty says PlayStation is going to acquire a studio and it will be Sega.
Wait, did you really say Blessing, that?
Yeah, I mean, I was fucking, like, you know, going crazy there. Blessing, everyone say fucking crazy. Everyone says Sega's bigger than people think. And Tim says, nah, going all in. Make it official, like with Insomniac. I do think that Sega will be purchased at some point. I don't think it's going to be this year, but I do think that one of the big guys will have them at the end of the day.
I think maybe somebody will invest heavily in Sega. I think purchase is a bridge too far.
We'll see, guys.
I can't imagine. Again, fucking crazy. Purchased.
Hey, real quick. I want to confirm that they did sell tickets for Game Awards.
Okay.
They did? Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking. Obviously, the site's down, so I can't go there anymore, but they still have a buy ticket button on the Game Awards thing, and then I'm looking at a press release here, which is tickets are on sale now. Click on it. Ticket pack, a VIP package includes orchestra seats in the first 15 rows, gotcha. Special pre. So it was like a package, but I do think that was the only way outside of maybe going somewhere, you know, getting it to like whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how much that does for them revenue wise.
Yeah.
Probably not as much as like the advertising slots and like.
Yeah. No, definitely not. Yeah. I mean, the last thing is I remember them having issues filling it. So that's why I thought that it must have been free. But that's
make money where you can. But then, yes, seat fillers. But like a seat filler doesn't like it isn't a fun job. Well, I guess it kind of is, but it also is like, you know, you sit with your friends, you just go sit in when fucking I go to the bathroom or something, and then you get pushed out.
Yeah.
Argue with
moving on to round two. Greg says WB Montreal's Batman game is Game Informer's March cover. We will see hands off demo at GDC.
See, it could have happened. Don't laugh. This all could have been real.
And it comes out in October. Clarification, it will be current gen. Next gen will be reserved for Rocksteady. You say it's going to copy the Origin and Night schedules.
Mm-hmm. I don't stand by this prediction.
Do you stand by any element of it October?
I think, I mean, well, what was the rumor? Remember, there was the thing that got circulated around. Do we need to call
Batman?
They're
going to do an E3 conference.
They're going to do an E3 conference.
Okay. It would reveal Batman game and also reveal Rocksteady's next game. They didn't, it was Schreier. That, like, he didn't say they would be the same thing. But
yeah, and I think
next gen.
I think Harry Potter was looped in that too.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, then, yeah, the Game Informer March cover definitely didn't happen. we didn't see anything about GDC even before GDC exploded. So I think that wasn't going to happen unless they were already planning on pulling out. And at that point, I can't see how you'd launch this game in October. Even if you were planning for an E3 presentation, I don't think you. Batman's such a huge beat. You wouldn't want to blow your wad on that, right? You wouldn't want to be like, here he is in June surrounded by all these other games and he's going to be out in October. It just seems crazy.
Yeah
sucks,
man. I do like, obviously that game exists. I just question right now, like, how long they hold off on it.
Yeah,
that WB conference, was that confirmed or was that always just rumored?
That
was rumored, but it was a report from Schreier, I think.
Yeah,
and you can take it to the bank if Jason says it.
Imran says this year we get either Master Chief or Sora in Smash Brothers, at least announced. The Fighter Pass will have a big hitter, and I say I expect both. All of that has changed.
I mean,
because the Sakurai has said that like Smash is not being worked on right now.
Yeah,
like,
they
weren't able to work from home or whatever, so everything's being pushed back. I still think we're gonna get them though.
I expect, like, if we, they said originally the season pass would extend from I think 2022 end of 2021. Mm-hmm. I think now, like, that was just a in case things get pushed back sort of thing. Now things are definitely being pushed back.
Definitely.
So I bet we see whatever heavy hitter is there is going to be closer to the end of 2021 than not.
Yeah, the heavy hitter thing, it's interesting. I will see, because we have an unarms character. We don't even know which one, but an arms character is coming in June.
Yeah,
and it'll be even that I think is gonna get pushed.
I expect that it'll get pushed. They usually start these things off with a banger, because, like, remember Persona 5 announcement on Switch of, like, hey, here's Joker, buy the season pass right now. And this one is like, I don't know, an arms character's coming in June.
Yeah.
Guess which one.
So we'll see. Blessing says,
talking about that arms character, though, do you think that then means Arms 2 is happening soon?
No. I think so.
Because, like, why would you do an arms character?
Smash has never really given too much of a shit about that type of stuff actually lining up.
But Nintendo chooses the character.
Now, that is the other thing, is that this round, Nintendo is the ones choosing everything. So
they chose it for first round as well, but, like, yeah.
In the fact that ARMS is a game that came out and kind of just, like, didn't do anything, like,
even Wii Fit played it.
It was like, all right.
It's I'm with like, you, don't get me wrong, but I still hear people talk about, hey, I Arms had a good time with Arms. I hear that all the time.
People didn't talk about Arms past like the first like month or two though, right?
Sure.
Because like Splatoon like, came out right after, which is the...
Yeah.
It also just didn't set the world on fire. I think if they did make an Arms 2, it would be because they want to invest in that series and make it be a game that sells really well.
Because like
we will get an Arms 2 at some point.
Yes, I think so as well.
And I think that's why you put them in, right? You're trying to establish that this the Arms characters are Nintendo. They are. They're part of the lineage now. They are going to be around.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that's the justification. Because like I was going to say, even like Wii Fit Trainer, like Wii Fit still sold a lot, even though like that's a game that they hadn't put out for years by the time they put out Wii Fit Trainer in Smash. Like Arms just seems out of left field in some sort of way that I think you guys are right.
A better example might be like Shulk and Smash Brothers. The original Xenoblade didn't sell that well. Even though it was like a late generation Wii game, but the Wii was a console of 100 million users. But you put Shulk and Smash Brothers in Xenoblade 2 does like 1 million, 2 million copies. So that's why they're releasing another version of Xenoblade, because like, oh, well, this character got a Smash bump, I guess.
Yeah, the so Smash boost.
Yeah, so they think
he got shirtless, man. It changed everything.
He's really feeling Shulk.
He's really feeling it. Let's see. But Blessing says, at Bethesda's E3 press conference, we get a breakdown of Starfield, showing gameplay, systems, and how the game will follow and exceed the foundation set by Fallout and Elder Scrolls. At the end, it's dated for 2021 for next gen. Yeah.
How you feel now, Bless?
Can I like cut and paste this prediction to next year? That's how I feel.
Has Bethesda said they're not doing
they have things?
They yeah, have. Right.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. They yeah. Well, hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I guess like the main reason they have it these days
Listen is just the game sealer. Pete put up a tweet.
Like they want to keep that slot, which is like there are years where Bethesda's E3 conferences are very light, and they're like nobody really knows why they're there, including Bethesda. But I think it's good for them to be able to skip this year and come back next year harder than before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a news story that was they're not hosting a digital E3 showcase. I forgot about like, that.
What was it? 2 years ago at Game Awards, they had that. Was it Susan Sarandon video about single player games?
No, it was Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, who's yeah, like so. I believe it is. She's married to the president of ZeniMax or of the one of them. I can't keep that part straight for you.
Yeah, is it like 6 months later? They announced Fallout 76.
Yeah, no, totally. That was when all their games suddenly turned that corner.
Find
out who Linda Carter's married to.
I say Breath of the Wild 2 will be 2020, playable Zelda, and the game's title will be Breath of the Wild. Wait, hold on. Yeah, we'll be either Breath of the Wild 2 something or Breath of the something.
She's so, married to Robert A. Altman, who is the chairman and CEO of ZeniMax Media.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I stand by all of this with the exception of 2020.
Yeah, I think if it were ever set for 2020, it is now not set for 2020.
Yeah, I think that it was, and I think that it's going to be tied with the Switch Pro of some sort, and I just think that all of that together, it's not happening this year.
Mm-hmm. Zelda's 35th anniversary should be 2022, I think. So I don't think they'll hold off on that game for that long. But I wouldn't be shocked if they start seeding the ground a little bit earlier than that.
Let's see. Greg says, at the Game Awards 2020, The Rock appears and announces the first game developed and produced by 7 Bucks Productions.
I'm still in. Fucking let's go, Rock. Come on, DJ. Let's do it. You got your tequila off. You're back with another season of that show with Alex Golden Boy Mendez. You got this.
You then clarified, I'm not saying he'll be in the game, but he will be.
I stand by all of it. That's a fucking lock. Take it to the bank. It's time. Hope it's in front of a live audience because you need that pop.
Yeah. I would like The Rock to announce his own Fast and Furious game, like a separate game from Crossroads. Come out himself.
God, oh my
I just
god!
Want to hear about Crossroads. It's insane that game they still haven't even like officially delayed it.
What if it just comes out? Is it like supposed to be the end of the month or whatever?
It's supposed to be May. Yeah. Let's see. Imran says Final Fantasy 16 will be announced this year.
I don't hold to that anymore.
Yeah,
I think definitely not. That like the obviously the coronavirus delays, but also FF7 did so well, they don't need to like leap to FF16 right now. They can wait a little bit and still like get people excited when that does actually get revealed.
When do you think it's going to be revealed? Because I feel like we're now put in a weird place where, as we've talked about in this in the episode that we're talking about now, Final Fantasy 16 is by far the longest they've ever went not announcing a core Final Fantasy game. But now that 7 did so well, and it's in such a unique place where we know there's other parts coming, I feel like there's a pressure to announce it sooner than later, because it's still going to take a while to make.
So here's my theory, is that I bet 16 is not going to be a singularly single-player title. I don't think it'll be MMO or anything, but I think it's going to be kind of more Destiny-ish. And I think once that, if that's true, then I don't think you want it stomping over Avengers. So you want to release Avengers first and then wait for a little bit, wait for people to get like kind of pent up about like, okay, FF7 was last year. When's the next thing they're going to announce? And then they pop out like E3 or whatever the big conference is next year. Go, here's Final Fantasy 16. This is a different kind of game, but like, what was it called? Comrades, the FF15 multiplayer. I bet that was an experiment for how 16 will probably try to work.
Interesting. But what about Final Fantasy 7 2?
I think, so there was that translation from Ultimania the other day that was Nomura saying, we're starting working on 2, but we're still not sure how the structure of these games is going to work. I think as long as those games keep selling well, they're going to take as long as they need to. I would guess, I think last, during the spoiler cast, I said end of 2021, 2022. I think I'm probably going to go closer to 2022 now, but reveal in 2021.
Yeah. See, I feel like they need to reveal it this year. Something in me tells me that we're going to get at least like a title and like some type of understanding of what the next game is going to be.
I bet you what they do is they release a PS5, Xbox Series X, blah, blah, blah version next year. At the end of that. Yeah. If I mix with a CG trailer at the end showing what's in the next couple or the next game.
You're smart. You're smart. I like that. Blessing says this is the year they announced the N64 Classic/Mini Console. They've partnered with Microsoft and Rare to get access to their titles like Banjo, Diddy Kong Racing, and Perfect Dark.
Take that prediction and just cut and paste it to next year. I don't think it's happening this year.
Yeah, I think too much production.
Yeah, there's too much going on in that one.
So you think it's do you delay that prediction because of Corona stuff or just because you haven't heard anything yet?
Both, like mostly Corona stuff, but also because like I feel like there would have been like rumors or rumblings or something at the, like
sure.
by now.
Sure.
Typically those things are announced later in the year, like July, August, and they kind of just happen. So,
but I feel like people start to talk about them though, like months beforehand, like the black market of video games, like get like start to lift their voices, right? We start to hear about them. But we'll see. I think that's more likely for next year if it's going to happen.
I say GTA 6 will be announced. It will have single player and it will be set in Vice City, but eventually it'll turn into the world of Grand Theft Auto, adding new areas to travel between like the other cities.
So there was a Schreier thing a couple of weeks ago about like the culture at Rockstar and how shipping. Crunchy is getting better there and all that stuff. And like, as a small aside later in, he says the studio's next project, which is the new Grand Theft Auto game. So it's apparently in development, which is not shocking to anyone, obviously. But I guess I would love to know. I don't think it's going to be announced this year, but I wouldn't be incredibly shocked if it were.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be anymore. And I don't even know that that's a Corona thing necessarily.
It's Rockstar thing. Like,
yeah, this doesn't sit with me right anymore.
I was going to say, I feel like right now it's too early. Like, I think that's more of a next year thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Greg says Marvel's Avengers.
Sorry.
Go for it.
Traditionally, GTAs are like, what, spring announcements, right? And then roll out a few months after that or whatever, later in the year.
Here's what I'm curious. If they announce GTA 6 either this year or next year, do you think it's going to be a current-gen game, a cross-gen game, or a next-gen exclusive?
Next-gen exclusive.
It has to be next-gen, right? Can you imagine that thing is going to be like big and powerful and is going to want to take advantage of the...
They like money,
the
though.
Technology.
Yeah, they love money.
Like giving up on 100 million install bases. I don't see Rockstar doing that.
Yeah. Because you figure, like, I feel like their motivations on anytime they've ever done something like that would be exclusivity, right? Where I'm sure PlayStation's working with them on a reason why they should be exclusive there.
Yeah.
And so, like, that would, you know, if you have no horse in the race in terms of where people play, you want to be where the most machines are. If the most machines are. Now, granted, you know, this gets weird with backwards compatibility and upresing and smart delivery and everything else. But
when do you guys think it would come out?
Weird about, yeah, that's the problem. I'm thinking about this. It's like, I feel like it's not coming out next year.
Yeah, so like I imagine this is like a 20.
Are they still making PS4 games?
I think it's like a 2022 game earliest. And I feel like at that point, then you're like, and granted, we don't know how next gen is going to feel yet, because like right now their transition is very, like these generations are molding together more so than previous generations, where you see companies talk about how they are going to release things on both gens over the coming years. In 2022, I think Rockstar would put it out for next gen exclusive.
I agree.
Like at that point, like you're more looking toward the future.
I'm going to throw in a new prediction here. I think we're going to see probably by the end of this year, early next year, boxes on shelves that say PS4/PS5, Xbox One/Series X or whatever. And those are going to be like the new normal for a couple of years, like until about 2024. Like those, like obviously there will be boxes that just say PS5, but for the most part, a lot of third-party games will be that hybrid box. And I think we're going to get used to that by the time a Grand Theft Auto game gets announced, and certainly by the time it gets released.
Makes sense. Have you bought in on that the Series X copyright logo is something that would go on like the banner or the flag of a box, right? Where it would say Xbox, and then over there it would be like, you know, Xbox One logo, Xbox Series X logo, something like
that. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not sure about that specifically, but that's the kind of thing they do. Like, when they had backwards compatibility stuff, they rebranded old games like Fallout 3 to say playable on Xbox One.
Greg's next prediction: Marvel's Avengers delayed to 2021, saying it won't be ready for launch, although it might launch anyway and do the normal live service thing instead of getting sixes and fives, maybe get better eventually. And it says, you think that's because it's in trouble? And Greg says yes.
I've heard from some playtesters that game is just not fun, and that is the main problem with it right now.
It's a bad problem to have.
So, like, I mean, that was a couple of months ago, so who knows how it is right now, but yeah, I would not be shocked if it got delayed, but I think I would bet they have some sort of Marvel agreement that says the game has to come out in a certain time. Maybe coronavirus lets them say.
I was going to say, though, that's the thing, is that I feel like, don't get me wrong, I want Avengers to come out. I want Avengers to be great. I've definitely had that. Tim and I have had that conversation, I think on shows, but in person for sure, or, you know, in private, of just like, it'd be cool to have Avengers now. Be playing Avengers right now if we could. Totally. You're fucking off and doing that afterwards. But I think that's another reason where, yeah, I think, I was saying that, you know, at the beginning of the year that it was going to get delayed. I think it will get delayed, and I think they have an excuse why, right? Of like, working from home put us even further behind. And to your point, if they do have a written agreement, or what, they definitely have a written agreement with Marvel Games, but if the contract has something in there of like, it needs to ship on this date or whatever, now there's this act of God, this is the thing, we're behind schedule, what do you want us to do? We can put out a bad game, or we can keep working on it and put it out next spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially Cyberpunk coming out then.
Cyberpunk.
They're the same month, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're like a week or two.
Yeah, I think it's a week away from each other, which is like kind of.
Because it was like, Avengers got delayed, and then literally the next week, Cyberpunk got delayed to like,
right, the now, same Avengers set for the area. 4th. Cyberpunk on my calendar set for the 17th, which is a Thursday, which seems weird, but that's what I have.
How confident are you guys that Cyberpunk is going to hit that date?
I'm pretty positive that it's like done development wise, and like even with polish, they can certainly hit September. I think the only reason they might delay it is because of economic reasons, which we don't know. We can't predict September right now, but I can see a situation where they go like Sony with The Last of Us and go, we're going to delay it a couple of months just to make sure people can actually go into a store and buy it.
I think it's 100%.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in it. Like, they recently came out with a statement talking about how, like, yeah, like, even if it, and I had to pull up the article again to say for sure, but I feel like they even said something along the lines of like, worst case, we'll release it digital. And then follow it up with physical. Like, it seems like they really want it out by then, and have everything planned out. And I think even as far as like working from home and COVID-19 and all that stuff, I feel like by then infrastructures are kind of ironed out, like what you see with Sony and The Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima, where, you know, they're at a place where they're like, okay, cool, like, we had a delay because things happened very suddenly. And we had to figure these things out, but now that we've had enough time working from home, like, we know how to make this work. I think you probably see that from Cyberpunk too.
They're also probably pretty confident in the legs of that. Like, The Witcher sold what, 1.5 million copies last year?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So like, I bet they know that even if they don't release a physical copy that day and date, they are probably fine selling as many copies as they can over the next couple of years.
Yeah. Imran's next one. There's zero way that Marvel didn't approach Microsoft about a thing. I think that thing will be shown, and it's the Initiative's first game.
There was a rumor about the Initiative's first game the other day, right? Like something like it has surveillance camera. It was like the most blasé rumor.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But like, you also said they approached Sony for Spider-Man and Nintendo for Ultimate Alliance 3. It doesn't seem likely that they wouldn't go to Microsoft 2, nor that Microsoft would turn them down. I said, what is it? And you said, this isn't what I'm predicting, but they could make a great Doctor Strange game. And I said, Wolverine.
Yeah.
And then Greg said, at last E3, I predicted at Xbox, the first trailer for the Initiative's game shown. It blows us away. It's modern day. It's third person action. It's narrative focused. So you say Marvel makes so much sense.
I know. Once we made that prediction, people started tweeting at them about it.
Yeah.
They didn't say no, but.
Yeah, Drew Murray, I think he just did a shrug emoji. It's like, yeah, we got it.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it still.
Yeah, I think they'll show Initiative's game this year. I don't know if it'll be Marvel, but I think we'll see it probably the next couple months.
I think Xbox needs a Marvel game. I think that'd be like real key to their success going into this next gen. Like with Sony having such
that'd be fucking awesome.
Like as reactive as Sony is to Microsoft these days, it's Microsoft. There's no way they didn't look at the sales of Spider-Man and go, "Yeah, that's really good. We want that." Yeah.
Why didn't we think of that?
Blessing says Amazon or Facebook will launch a game streaming service to compete with Stadia and xCloud. And Imran says, I think those streaming wars are really going to heat up next year and then fall apart with one or two surviving, probably xCloud and Amazon.
All that still stands, I think.
Yeah? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it was us as an outlet or it was just me, but we got invited to an Amazon thing for GDC that didn't end up panning out. Because obviously there was no GDC. So I kind of wonder if that was supposed to be their reveal of the streaming service. But yeah, there's enough rumors around the thing that we know they're probably working on one. And just a question of when they're actually going to bother releasing it.
Yeah. I think it'll be a slam dunk for Amazon to try it out at least. Like the worst that can happen is that they end up Google Stadia.
Yeah. I mean, they have the servers already. It's just a matter of like putting in that backbone.
Yeah.
I say Bluepoint's next game's announced. It's not Demon's Souls. It's Metal Gear Solid. Let's fucking go. Especially after Final Fantasy VII Remake. I want that so bad. Oh my God. Additional comment. We know they're working on a PS5 title. Greg said, I also had a prediction it's not Demon's Souls, but that's only because everyone thinks it is.
I'm going to double down. I think it is Demon's Souls.
It's probably Demon's Souls. Do you guys still think that we get that announcement this year?
Yes. I think Bluepoint being in the Wired stuff is that they are groomed to be part of the launch announcement. Not launch lineup necessarily, but I think they are in whatever would have been the stage presentation for PlayStation 5, they would have had a trailer where it would have been Bluepoint and then into Demon's Souls or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a huge pop.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like whenever that PS5 event happens, probably in May, whenever that Bluepoint game gets revealed, whether or not it's Demon's Souls, I don't think it's going to be Demon's Souls because I don't know if the pop, like, for sure, Dark Souls and Bloodborne fans and like people who are in that, like people who are fans of those games, that pop is going to be real. But I feel like there are other franchises that PlayStation has access to or that PlayStation can like partner with in terms of other companies and IPs that would get a bigger pop, that would be more impactful from Bluepoint. That I'm not sold on it yet. Being
who would you think? Give me some examples, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Like Castlevania. Also, there's like a saw going on outside my window. If you hear that. Castlevania. I forget what some of the other things we were
there was around that Silent Hill rumor, which I don't think is all that like uncredible. Is an example of a thing that could show that would get an actual pop.
Yeah,
this would get a pop with the people you want, though, right? Of the, like you were talking about earlier, if you're selling 5 million, 6 million units at launch, like you got a bunch of nerdy ass gamers like us. And I think that if you were to say, hey, you know, you all love Bloodborne, you all love Demons or Dark Souls, this is the one that started it all. And now, you know, Bluepoint's remade it and they've made it more accessible. They've made it, you know, it's everything you love about the combat and all that, but it's with a Western style to it, right? That they've come in and made this approachable in a way the original wasn't. I think that really would go
over. No, I don't think they change anything. I think they like keep it exactly the same. It's a graphical remake, but like it's still the same broken, janky mess it's always been that people love.
Sure.
But I do think they have that tag of see where the like journey began or whatever.
Yeah.
Just because it makes sense to lean hard on the popularity of those games.
Soul still burns.
Yeah, man. Born again, that's what they call it.
No, Greg says, Patapon 2 is released, and IGN and GameSpot continue to be cowards and refuse to review it.
I'm on the board, baby. I'm on the fucking board.
There we go.
Fucking clown shoe cowards at IGN and GameSpot. All right. That, they have all the time in the world now. Where are you at, Dan Stapleton, huh? What are you doing in the other room, Lucy James? Not reviewing Patapon 2, huh? Coward sites full of cowardly people.
Well, congrats, Greg. You got Thank something you. Right.
I'm on there.
Imran says, Beyond Good and Evil 2 doesn't come out this year, but I think they release Rayman this year.
I was right about the first half. I'm not positive about the second half anymore.
Yeah.
Because I think if they would, I don't think Ubisoft announced, at most they may announce another Far Cry, but I think they're probably done with announcements this year because they have a big enough slate already.
Yeah, like what they have, like Assassin's Creed, Valhalla that they just announced. They have Gods and Monsters, Watch Dogs Legion, Rainbow Six Quarantine, and then I forget what else. I feel like there's a fifth game there.
Yeah, that's a ton of stuff.
Do you think they release Rainbow Six Quarantine again anymore?
I think they rename it. Ooh. Like, they're 100% going to rename it. They cannot release the game.
Rainbow Six Quarantine. Shelter in place.
Yeah, Rainbow Six COVID-19 is here. Damn. Please.
It wouldn't be the first time that they, like, cancel a Rainbow Six game. There was a, what was it, Patriots. There was an entire Game Informer cover story about that game the month it was canceled.
Wow. I
vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
So I wasn't on Games Daily today, but obviously the Assassin's Creed kind of announcement thing happened today, mm-hmm. like all the tease. Tomorrow we'll get in the trailer. Do you guys think that this was all according to plan, or do you think that this was stuff that they would have saved for E3, or I don't know?
They've always done it this way. Like, they've announced an Assassin's Creed early and then shown like a CG trailer and then some gameplay later. And then like at the actual press conferences, they would have a bigger, like a 15-minute scene from the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is probably always the plan. It's just now a question of what do they do in the interim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. The boss logic drawing thing with no run-up to it, that was what was weird about it to me. Was like, yeah, to Imran's point, most of these games, right, from Ubisoft get their time in the sun right before E3. Then there's the big E3 presentation that goes on too long, where it's the game, it's the trailer, it's them talking, it's some gameplay, it's another trailer. Like, fucking stop fucking doing this. But this one I thought was, I liked it. I thought it was a cool way to introduce this to the world and get, I mean, you know, what I think I saw between 25,000 and I think 40,000 people on that page watching the art get made. Like, that's cool. And I like that there was no buildup to it. So, like, you weren't able to get your head all, you couldn't get in a tizzy of what it was going to be and what was going to happen and then be disappointed today. It was that I woke up and looked at my phone, I'm like, wait, what is happening right now? And you went and looked at it. And so that was the weird part for me of like, was that always the plan? Was there, and then getting to the trailer, was that some kind of change for the work from home thing? I don't know.
Yeah. I bet you the boss logic thing specifically was probably like, hey, we got to figure out a thing that we could do while everybody's working from home. And I think the boss logic thing was just like a spark of genius where they're like, hey, like, what if we get this artist who's viral all the time?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like all the internet. Like, what if we get him to do an illustration? And that's the thing that works, you know.
I thought it was super rad, man. Especially, I love that it ends with us knowing that we're getting the trailer tomorrow. It's not like we need to wait for like some more shit. It's just like, this is cool timing, but it does make me think about, because Ubisoft is doing something E3, like they were one of the early ones to announce it, right? It was them and Microsoft that said that they were still doing
stuff.
They said they would have a digital presentation at some, or not necessarily digital, a presentation at some point.
Yes,
they didn't commit to it being during E3 time,
but what I mean is like they we know that they have an event of an that's replacing that at some point, so it's that's where I'm like, when does that happen and where does all of this kind of fit into it?
I think right now everyone's just kind of waiting for everyone else to move. So they can, like,
hate it.
If you're Ubisoft and you announce the same day or the same week as Microsoft, you're going to get run over for every game that's not going to be at Microsoft's conference. So you want to just kind of like be the week before, the week after, or something like that.
But I also bet you that if you're Ubisoft, you're also going to show up in Microsoft's conference in some way. And so you probably want to go before at some, or after. You want to line up with that in some way.
Yeah, like for reveal certainly, which is why this Valhalla thing makes sense for them right now. Is now the game is announced, so if it shows up at either Sony or Microsoft's events, then like it's not going to be a huge like, oh man, also a new Assassin's Creed. Like it's, oh, there's the Assassin's Creed. Now we finally see what it looks like on a next gen system.
Yeah. Bless says the PS5 is revealed to be launching at $400. Series X is revealed to be launching at $500, with another Xbox SKU revealed during the year to be launched at $350.
I think the PS5 is going to be $500. So I'm going to update that because of all the things we've heard in recent months.
Sure.
That Bloomberg story was like they would have to struggle to hit 450.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, well, it was 479 or whatever. 479.99 was where they would like, well, that's a weird price to put it in.
Yeah, it was so like, yeah, they basically have to like cut the difference. Either go at 450 and lose money on each console, which they could do, or just go up to 500. I still stand by. I think there will be the Xbox Series S or whatever like the lower level console is that'll replace what the Xbox One is now. And I think that'll come out. I think my prediction said 350, right?
Yeah.
I might even say 300.
Hell yeah, wow. Man.
300 would be wise, especially when releasing two very expensive boxes right now is, or right now, I mean, like, this economic climate, which I don't think is going to certainly reverse itself by winter.
By fall, yeah.
Yeah, like, releasing $200, $500 boxes is going to be difficult. They might still have to do it, but I can see why they would want to, Microsoft at least would want to say, like, also, here's a $300 box. It does basically the same things, not quite to that same level. Like, you probably don't have a 4K TV anyway, so here's something else. I do wonder how much those consoles are going to be affected by the possibility of more stimulus checks coming, especially towards the end of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you knew you were getting $1,200 in November, you might buy a console. Like, most people are probably going to use that on rent and stuff like that. Some people aren't. And I think for Microsoft and Sony, that would work out really quite well for them. But that's harder to speculate on.
I said a new Mario Kart will be announced. The title will be something that makes it a Super Smash Brothers type game. Nintendo Kart, but not called that. Mario Kart Universe or something. More integration with Zelda and Animal Crossing, etc. Going all in with the courses being from different franchises. I don't know if I stand by it for this year anymore.
I think,
especially with all those rumors of all the ridiculous amount of Mario stuff that Mario might happen.
I think right now, like, they just finished tour, so they're probably, if ARMS 2 is being made, and I probably, at this point, I think it's likely that it is, then that's what that team is working on. But I do think if they're not working on Mario Kart 9 now, they're probably going to start as soon as that other game is done.
Yeah.
Where's Mario Golf, Tim?
Where is Mario
Bless,
Golf?
Bless said, I was thinking of predicting Mario Golf and Paper Mario this year. Kart 9 will happen, but I think it's like 2 years away.
I think you're doing Paper Mario, huh, yeah. Bless?
I think that's right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Paper Mario's for sure. Slam dunk.
Yeah, dude. Paper Mario Golf. You know, just put it all together.
Put it all together, man. Yeah. Just running through some quick ones here. Post-show ones that we got to do. Andy said Apex Legends will introduce a single-player thing, like a 5 to 6 hour campaign like Titanfall 3, but not. It'll be free to... not free to play. $30.
Mm. That'd be smart.
Yeah.
That'd be really... I think that'd be smart to do like a $30 like Apex, whatever you want to call it. Because people would buy it. Happen, like, though? Actually, you know what? Maybe. Like, I don't count it out. Like, if they announced it this fall, or if they announced it even like during E3 time, right? If EA came out and they're like, and like to top it off, you know, in the next few months, let's say in August, we're releasing an Apex single player mode that you can buy for $30. I just think it'd be a very smart move, because releasing Apex Legends free meant that, like, within the first, and Apex Legends being a hit meant that, like, I think a few months into its launch, like, it had like 50 million players or something like that. And so, like, it has the brand recognition and it has the characters, it has all the juice for them to like release an actual paid single player mode. I think would be really smart, and I think a lot of people would be into it.
Does EA have any announced games anymore? Like they just sunsetted Battlefield. They announced like their next Battlefront 2 plans. Yeah,
and the final Battlefront 2 plans too.
Yeah.
So did they announce a Burnout or something?
No. There's Burnout coming to Switch, but
okay.
Other than that,
Paris? Yeah. I think they're in next gen mode.
Yeah. Mm. But usually they have like some announcement. I guess that now that they're like, we're in the middle of their hard cutoff, and they're probably going to come at E3 with like, come at it swinging at least some degree with new Star Wars, new all that stuff.
Yeah.
But right now they've got nothing.
And we don't know. They haven't said anything about a E3 conference.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're backing out, or if they're doing something.
They're surely not going to do it. Like, they're not part of the ES. Or they are part of the ESA, but they weren't part of E3 technically. So they weren't part of those cancellations, but they're definitely not going to have EA play this year.
You don't think at any point in the year they don't do it?
I don't think it's not going to be a mass gathering. It could be a event or whatever. But
so you're saying, like, I hosted the last EA play. I killed it.
You killed it, yes.
Thanks, perfect.
And before we move on, let me tell you about our sponsor. This episode of Kinda Funny Gamescast is brought to you by Purple. Purple is an evolutionary mattress with its own patented technology, the Purple Grid. It's the only comfort innovation that provides total pressure relief for every body, however you sleep. That's because the open air channels adapt your natural shape while neutralizing body heat, so you stay comfortably cool at night. I have their pillow, and Kevin, if I'm lying, I'm dying. It is the nicest pillow I have ever had. It's because of this Purple Grid they're talking about. It is just, it's the perfect amount of just coverage that I need to get a nice night of sleep. It's fantastic stuff. You can experience the next evolution of sleep on Purple. Only the Purple Grid is soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and comfortably cool all night. That's the biggest thing for me, is the coolness factor. You know, I have Gia, this little heater next to me. I need anything I can get to kind of like get me to the equilibrium that I'm trying to get at. And Purple's been helping me out there a lot. Every Purple mattress ships free and is delivered right to your door. If you're not completely satisfied, the Purple team will help pick up your mattress at no cost. They're so confident in what they do. Every mattress comes with a 100-night risk-free trial. You can experience the next evolution of sleep by going to purple.com/kindoffunny and use code Kind of Funny. For a limited time, you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/kindoffunny, promo code Kind of Funny for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply. Again, that's purple.com/kindoffunny. Use code Kind of Funny. What's up, Les?
I was going to say, the more I think about it, the more a single player Apex Legends makes so much sense. Like, yeah, given how much people love the Titanfall 2 single player mode, like that's like one of the, people would say that's one of the best first person shooter campaigns of the generation, right? And so if you get Respawn on Apex Legends single player mode, I think that could do gangbusters. I think Andy's onto something. I'm with him.
I think they could transfer Apex Legends to DICE LA and Respawn, the team, that big team itself, works on a new, like, major new game.
Yeah, because they were working on Titanfall 3, I think, or something along those lines, right?
They mentioned it a couple of times. They're like, yeah, we could do Titanfall 3 next or stuff like that. I bet they were at one point working on it. I don't know what's happening with it now. But DICE LA is being treated as the other Respawn, right? So I assume they're going to be working on things that we would traditionally expect Respawn to work on.
Hmm. Well, now we're going to move over to the next-gen bets and predictions that we did about the new consoles. So when will the PS5 be revealed, defined as release date and price? So let's see. Blessing says May before E3, Tuesday, May 19th. It'll be a state of play, not a conference.
Stand by it. Well, maybe not the state of play. I don't know if it'll be branded state of play. At this point, I'm actually convinced that.
I put that seeded down your head.
Yeah, me and Greg have been talking on PS Love You. I don't know if it's going to be branded as state of play, but I think it will be the
reasoning for that, Greg?
Because where the fuck's state of play?
Yeah.
Okay. When we went back and looked at it, and you looked for the four of last year and you went to the site, the site's very clear. Like, this year we're doing this. And so it was like, wait, was this a 1 year trial? Was this just a Band-Aid to cover not doing shows so that you could get to 2020, which was going to be PlayStation 5's year and have these big announcements and big events and double down on live things and seeing, and like, that's all fucked up, but it's too late then at that point. So like, is state of play as a brand not dead? Of course, nothing ever dies in the video game industry, but not how they'll come back and when they have to come back with this.
I think if you want to make it big, you attach the PS5 reveal to it. Like, that controller gets a record number of Instagram likes. I bet you could make people tune in regardless of what you call it.
But that's my thing, is I think their thought process on it would be that state of play, even though it's only been four state of plays, it has a vision for what it is, and that vision isn't congruent with what we want a PlayStation 5 reveal to be. And we don't need to call it anything. We just say meet the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 5 reveal, whatever the hell we want to call it. That thing's going to do juggernaut numbers. We don't have to worry about branding and anything. And then having people show up to the next state of play and be like, this is anything like the last one. Like, no, the last one was a very special occasion. It was us announcing a console.
I say Tuesday, May 12th. Imran says June, the week before E3. You tease before that, where you get to see the box and the announcement of the conference or whatever. Greg says May, close to E3, but not during. Wednesday the 13th, taking advantage of Judges Week or whatever replaces it.
Technically, everyone who says before E3 is correct.
Partial credit.
Are we still feeling confident in May? And if so, where do we think it's going to land?
I'm still
confident in May. Yeah, like I think that they were planning. The Bloomberg piece talked about this too, right? Of like planning for a live event that probably won't happen anymore. So now I think they just pivoted to some kind of showcase, some kind of state of play, whatever, some kind of digital event. And so I think it's, you already had people building assets, you assume, for all this stuff, trailers, gameplay demos, how you're going to package it, who's going to host it, what that's going to look like. That's completely different. That's what I think they're not scrambling, but what they're working on. But I say, especially as hungry, and like what we're talking about with the DualSense, right? This is what I was talking about with Blessing the other day, of like, one of the reasons they said the DualSense, right, had to get out there was that they were shipping it out to their developers. So, you know, it's about to leak. The Bloomberg piece was talking about, hey, like, you know, in June, the PlayStation 5 will go into production, meaning that somebody on the line is going to snap a photo of what the actual console looks like. So you have to have that out before then, too. Like, before it gets out to major, before it gets out to not the mass public, but large numbers of people who aren't Sony employees, you need to have this thing debut to everybody. So there's nothing, no skeleton in the closet to chase them down. So it's ridiculous. It sounds crazy to say that, oh yeah, it's totally happening in 2 days. We're into May and that it'll be this month. It's going to happen, but it has to, right? It has to happen there. And you weren't going to do E3 anyway. So why would you pivot away from that date?
I think what you were saying about like leaks and security, probably not as much a concern right now. Cause like, nobody's going home with a PS5 dev kit except for the most senior members of that team.
Sure, but I'm not talking about the dev kit. I'm talking about somebody on the line assembling it.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 3 Slim got like into a resale market before anybody knew what it looked like somehow.
Right, but they had started producing those at that point. Right now, I imagine a PS5 is like a 3D printed box that they're using for marketing stuff.
Yeah.
But the actual production probably not going to start till late June. And I assume they will have it revealed before then.
Yeah.
When will it be released? Greg says Friday, November 13th. Bless says Friday, November 13th. Imran says Friday, November 6th. And I also say Friday, November 13th. Imran's reasoning was the closer to Black Friday, the harder it'll be to get all the shipments ready.
You want to talk about shipment problems?
Yeah, how are we feeling about this one? Are we still confident in November, or is it going to be like a February?
I think they are confident in November, assuming like things don't get cataclysmically bad. Like assuming that like production in China is still up to par, they think it is. Assuming that people like stores are open and all that by winter, they will be fine for that. Like they don't intend to sell a lot this year, but they plan to sell some and at least get that foothold in. The only thing I can see delaying it is if games aren't ready. And that is still a big question mark. So I can see them delaying a Horizon or something like that, but if there's just nothing, no game is ready for launch, then they will delay the system.
You think so? I think, because I mean, well, no games, like zero games, of course, obviously, but yeah. I think that there'll be something. I mean, right, we talk about indies, right, and we talk about things that are just cross-gen or whatever coming out. I think if they're there, you have enough of a reason to, especially with fewer shipments or fewer units being produced and being shipped out, you still have the reason of, it's, hey, the PlayStation 5's here. It runs all your games faster. It loads them faster. It's a better quality experience. And like next year, you're going to get Horizon and this and that and all that jazz.
Yeah, I imagine that'll be the case because like they're going to sell through. Like however many they make of this thing, it's going to be ridiculously hard to get your hands on one. So it's like they might as well get it out.
Sell through is a different question than the marketing of it. Because like ask Microsoft, and it's very hard to change the perception of an initial launch.
Yeah.
Like if the initial launch is there's just no games for the next year and a half, 2 years, that's the theme song of the PS5 is there's no games regardless of what comes out on it.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like that was kind of the case already though with the PS4. Like I remember, like it of course wasn't as dire as it could be if like nothing comes out, but I feel like Sony's kind of been through that song and dance also of like, man, where are all the games? Like 2014 felt kind of empty when you look at the rest of the generation. I think worst case, let me not even say worst case scenario. A thing I can see happening is, and we've talked about this before, like me and Greg, we've talked about this before, is like a soft launch happening in fall. And then like you see Sony go harder with marketing in the spring. Say if something like Horizon Zero Dawn got delayed to spring and they wanted to go hard with that and have limited numbers available in the fall, I think that's a likely case.
It's definitely an option for them. Like if they do go that route, I think that's the smartest way to do it. But don't know. I think there's probably two executives arguing with each other right now at Sony, trying to decide like which of these two methods is the best way to do this. I think they will probably just launch in November, and they will probably have a game or two that is likely as close to done as it can be done without being released. And they're just sitting on it. If they didn't launch Tsushima this year, or didn't announce it several years ago, I think that would have been a great candidate to just be a PS5 launch game.
Interesting. So then when will the Series X be released? I say Friday, October 16th. Imran says Thursday, September 17th, Cyberpunk launch day. Les says Friday, November 20th, and Greg says Friday, November 6th.
I don't stick by that anymore since they said Thanksgiving on that website.
Yeah. I'm
like, yeah, no, it's not going to be September anymore.
Yeah, that whole website thing was weird. I still feel like they want to get out earlier than that. Like, I feel like with Xbox, it's like the earlier the better. I just think that with how the world is right now, all those plans kind of go out the window.
Do you think that website thing was intentional? Because I started to come around to the idea that, like, they got people talking about it on the day that controller was revealed, of being like, hey, also the Xbox is coming. Whoops, we didn't mean to announce that quite yet.
That I feel like that's a little too conspiracy theory.
It was too deliberate, I think.
I like the idea that that's what happened, is that they were like, yo, switch it up, man. They're talking about
fucking the PlayStation. Push it. Push the website
live. Press the button. Like, they already had that graphic pre-made for months because they knew. I don't know, man. I like the idea of it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys think in terms of the launch of now? I mean, just in general, PS5 and Xbox. Just still mid-November?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct.
They both seem bullish that they can get it out for holiday, and that makes sense to me in terms of getting out before Black Friday and being traditional.
Then how much will the PS5 cost? All of us say $500. Imran says 400, but he says still deciding between 4 and 5. They'll take a loss if they think Microsoft will undercut them.
I think they'll take a loss. I don't think it'll be 400 anymore. I think it'll probably be like 450 at the biggest loss they're willing to take. But I do think if Microsoft comes out and they say 500, they will try to undercut them.
Then the Series X, and is there another series at launch, and what will it cost? Bless says 500, and yes, the other will be 350. Greg says 500, and no, the One X is the low-end model for now. Imran says 500, and yes, within the first couple months, maybe not launch day, and it'll be between 3 and 350. And I say 500, and yes,
$100. Damn, yeah, because your idea is that it's a streaming box.
I still stand by, man. Like, I think 100 might be a hyperbolic, but I do think that it's going to be like 250 or less. Like, I think it's going to be like let's just get this in freaking houses to get Game Pass. I mean, just today they talked about the 10 million Game Pass subscribers. They want that number higher.
I think what Greg was saying about One X being like the low end model now is going to, I think, basically bet on what Phil Spencer has been saying of, I think next gen is going to be about faster load times more than teraflops, stuff like that. That they need an actual new console with an SSD built in to play the games the way they expect to play. So I don't think they're going to do the whole thing of like, oh, we want Xbox One X to be the low-end version. They want to be able to market on those kind of ideas.
Buzz, what were you about to say?
I was going to say, my thing is, I think Xbox is going to, I think they want to release a $100 console so badly, but I don't think xCloud and like streaming, video game streaming is in a place where they're able to do that yet. I think you'll see that later in the generation where they are like, okay, here's a $100 Xbox Series stream or whatever they call it. And you know, you're able to, it's xCloud compatible, and the whole idea of it is a streaming box. That way they're able to get the cost so down. Because like for them, I think their strategy this time around is going to be options and giving people as many places to jump into the Xbox ecosystem as possible. And so that's kind of how I see it. I changed my price from the Series S down from 350 to 300.
And then the last two questions here, what would be the first party / exclusive launch titles for Xbox and then PlayStation? So Bless says Halo and Forza Motorsport 8. Fable and Hellblade will be 2021. I say Halo and Forza are the only two big exclusives. Imran says Halo and Dead Rising 5 and Forza. And also this gen third party stuff like Avengers and Cyberpunk. And then Greg says Halo and Forza. So the only real interesting thing here is, Imran, do you still stand by Dead Rising 5?
I think so. I think Capcom is definitely probably cooking something up. They've been weirdly quiet about it. And like, I know, like, there are studios there that aren't working on anything else that I would be shocked if they were not working on something like Dead Rising 5. I think the Cyberpunk thing is, Cyberpunk came out like that day that they announced Smart Delivery and was like, yeah, it'll be on Xbox Series X as well. Like that, the better version. So I think that kind of counts as a launch game. So I'm sticking by that as well.
Then for PlayStation 5, Greg says Horizon 1 Dawn, but it won't be called that. Imran says Horizon 2 and Street Fighter 6. Bless says Blue Points game, Housemarque's game. I'm not sold on Horizon. Maybe there is no big launch game. And I say there needs to be a big launch game to go up against Halo, not Spider-Man and God of War, so it has to be Horizon. I still stand by that as a concept, but I do think that knowing that we're going to have limited supplies, I'm not as sold on them having a big launch game anymore.
Yeah, I think both the Xbox Series X and both in the PS5 are going to sell out this holiday. I think both companies know that. So maybe competing right now doesn't make a lot of sense, aside from just putting out the marketing message so people know when there actually is console on the store shelves, which one they want to buy.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Halo's happening, right? Do we all agree that? Like,
that's happening. I think Halo's happening.
So then the question becomes, if you're PlayStation, wouldn't you want something there to counter it? Wouldn't you want it? Why not Horizon? And then if we're talking about there's not as many units out, don't we get into a Breath of the Wild situation where it launches with the system and then it just is, you know, pretty much a foregone conclusion that whenever you buy a PlayStation 5 for the first year, you're going to buy Horizon with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
I feel like that's still true if you put out Horizon in the spring, though. Like, I think everybody that has a PlayStation, sure, that buys a PS5 then as
I think,
well.
But I think at that point you lose the front line war with Xbox, where it's like, if I plan on buying both these, what am I going to buy first? The PlayStation 5 because it can load my games faster, or the Xbox with Halo and the fact they can load my games faster?
A lot of credit to Halo Infinite that I'm not sure is bared out by Halo's recent.
I don't know, man. I still though, I think that this. I think Halo is going to be a huge deal. The one thing that's weird about it, though, is it's also on Xbox One.
Like, they don't have to have their own game. They could make a marketing deal with Call of Duty.
Of course.
And honestly, that would be as big or bigger than Halo.
The reason with the Halo thing that I get excited and bullish on it is I think Microsoft and 343, right, know that their backs are against the wall. They know that Halo is not Halo anymore. You know what I mean? It doesn't have that. And I'm sure they want to get back to that. I think they want to have a God of War moment with it. Will that happen? Who the fuck knows? That's a tall order to say, but I do think that game is going to come out and try to be special.
That's an interesting thing too, that I feel like, I mean, you're absolutely right about that. I wonder if Halo Infinite, where it's at in development and being complete, because what if it's not ready for November?
Yeah.
Spencer, he's
home stuff, but he had Xbox, some, like, did they delay the Xbox then?
Yeah, he had some concerns about that. Like, he didn't say directly, like, oh, it's a problem. He said, if it does become a problem, then that becomes an issue for when that game gets, or that console gets launched.
Yeah, because I feel like they can't launch it without it.
Yeah.
Halo Infinite.
Like, what would it be, like a Grab by the Ghoulies remaster or something? Like, they don't have a whole lot of other options for, like, a big launch game.
Yeah.
Hellblade's not going to do it.
Dark.
That was the rumor for Initiative's game was Perfect Dark.
Yeah, because the rumor was somebody basically came out and said that, like, the game would involve, like, I think gadgets and like stuff that you would expect in Perfect Dark, like technology and aliens or whatever. And so people were like, oh yeah, they're obviously working on Perfect Dark. I'm not sold on it, but we'll see.
Perfect Dark Zero was the most I've ever disappointed by a game. I think.
Oh, man, DMC2 was it for me, but. Perfect Dark Zero was oof.
Superman 64.
God, like, that sucks that, like, that was it for you. Yeah. I can imagine how excited you'd be for a Superman game. Then you get that.
Start playing it, you're like, this isn't Superman at all.
Whoa.
What are these rings?
Oh, man. Just doing a little lightning round real quick. I want to go through a whole bunch of just random predictions we made, and, like, let's just give do we yes or no? Greg says Halo Infinite's Metacritic is 90 or above on December 31st. I'm going to say yes.
I'm sticking with it.
I'm going to say no. It's surprisingly hard to get a 90 these days.
Yeah.
Imran says Switch Pro will be released within the next 2 years. Yes.
I'm gonna say the yes.
No.
Yes.
How come, Greg?
I want to be different.
There we go. There we go.
The Switch Pro is such a weird idea. So but I'm a stupid moron because even the new DS ride is good enough for that would be the Switch Pro to you people.
Yeah,
they put
like not a Switch more processing. Definitely not like a 4K Switch or like a like not Switch Pro as in PS4 Pro, but Switch.
No,
Pro
no. What do they call the new 3DS Lite or whatever the fuck it was? Yeah.
I think if it's a thing that makes it look better than it works on a launch system, then I think it cancels the Switch Pro. It had different brand name.
Like a Switch 1.5.
Blessed as Microsoft buys, don't nod. Life is Strange 3 announced as exclusive.
I still stick by Microsoft's going to buy, don't nod. Life is Strange is owned by Square Enix, and so if they wanted to have that as exclusive, they want to partner with Square Enix, which I think is possible, but I think it'd probably be easier just to have them make a new IP. And so I'm going to say that.
And just some fun stuff there. Your reasoning was, tell me why it's already Xbox exclusive. Episodic games need financial support of a big studio. And Greg says, yep, that's why Microsoft requires Deck 9, the people that did Before the Storm, for the same reason. They haven't announced another game yet.
I think I want to amend that one because I think Square Enix buys Deck 9 this year.
Ooh.
I think they probably have them working on another Life is Strange kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they like trust them with that sort of... I don't know how Square Enix felt about Life is Strange 2 at the end of the day, but I wouldn't be shocked if they were kind of disappointed in the sales.
Sure.
So I think they probably go to Deck 9 and say, hey, what can you do with it? We're going to trust you with the keys to this franchise for the next thing.
Ryan Clement's dream come true. He works at Square.
Full circle. I say Marvel versus Capcom. Instead, it's just Marvel fighting game made by Capcom. I do think it's going to happen. I just don't. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be this year for sure. But I do think. Oh, this was next gen bets. Yeah. I think
they've released a fighting game since Six or not since Infinite. So they're probably working on something. There's a fighting game division. So I'm just curious what that next thing is.
I hope it's this. Greg says the real streaming race in 5 years isn't with Stadia, but it's xCloud, Amazon, and PlayStation in the rear.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I can see it. That Stadia, right, they still seem very confused about what that thing is and how they should be marketing it at all.
Yep. Imran says Valve is next in the streaming space, but making Steam games also streamable.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Isn't that just what NVIDIA GeForce Now is doing?
Yeah, but they didn't get anyone to agree, and I'm sure
they keep losing games from it.
That would make sense for Valve to like be like, hey, we'll just do it ourselves so that maybe developers won't have as much of a problem with it.
Or it's Imran, like if you're going to sell your game on Steam, you have to agree to this thing.
Yeah, that would be a big dick move.
Yeah, holy crap. Imran also says probably once Google sells them their Stadia backbone.
I don't think that's going to happen in the next couple of years, but I think it'll happen eventually. I don't think Google's in this for the long haul.
Bless says GTA 5 will be re-released in some new edition for next gen, either graphical overhaul or new single player content akin to Persona 5 Royal.
I forgot I said this.
Yeah.
Man, I stand by it. I'm a genius. That's happening.
Still saying
it. 100%. It ain't happening. Are you kidding me? GTA 5 2? Yeah, it's happening.
I say we will not see remasters like last generation, instead just patches for late gen games and they'll be free.
Smart delivery.
I totally stand by that, and I feel like I get a point. Although we'll see the PlayStation side of things.
Key wording to that one is the fact that they said third parties have an option to do it. And that is going to be the thing, guys, like, who's gonna choose to be the first dick to go, no, we're not gonna do it, we're gonna sell a new game.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Greg says Tim Schafer leaves Double Fine this generation. He's not going to retire.
I stand by it.
See how he likes Microsoft. Yeah,
I can see it. I feel like everybody's left everything by the end of this generation already. And so
Tim Schafer leaves Psychonauts 2, and then we'll stick around a while more. But I think he'll get out.
Imran coming through. Resident Evil 4 remake 2 to 3 years from now. If it's not in development now, it will be once they see R3 sales. It's one of the best games of all time, so touching it anyway will be difficult, but I think they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that, or I guessed that before like the very specific things about it being a rumor came out. I still think, yes, it's going to be extremely difficult for them to do. You saw the reaction once that rumor came out. Everyone was like, no, don't remake RE4. What are you doing?
I'm excited, man.
Yeah. They need to stop there. They can't do anything past that.
Oh, just don't even try at that point.
Yes.
Let's see. Bless this. By the end of the generation, one, PS5 will outsell in the beginning, but by the end, Xbox will catch up and compete with the number of active users. Two, Ninja Theory will be widely regarded as their premier studio, their Naughty Dog.
I stand one, by all of it.
Yeah, me too.
I will say it was weird how dismissive they treated that last Ninja Theory game. Like, it sort of came out and nobody talked about it. And Microsoft especially.
Oh, Bleeding Edge.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't weird, know right? what that was. Like, that's not even like that's like Naughty Dog coming out and putting out like Battleborn. Like, it's just such a weird
like it is bizarre.
I don't understand what their vision was that what was with that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was it was such a strange thing. I don't know. I understand they were working on that game before Microsoft bought them, but at that point, like, if the product's not coming together, just axe it. You have a lot of money, you're Microsoft.
But it's also Game Pass, where it's just like there's a new thing for people to play. You know, yeah. It's like, and I feel like this could be kind of the bad side of Game Pass, where it's kind of like Netflix, where it's like not everything's going to be Stranger Things. You're going to also get a lot of stuff that's just kind of there, but people want content.
I think what that game should have been, it should have been free to play for everybody on PC and Xbox. But if you have a Game Pass subscription, you get like a season of new costumes or whatever, as long as you're subscribed.
Hmm.
Like, that should have been that game. Yeah. I don't know why they made it like a $30 game that was just free on Game Pass as well.
Because yeah, maybe that's what, right? Nobody talks about it. It seems like nobody plays. I remember the numbers being bad the first week, but I haven't heard any updates or anybody talk about it.
Yeah. They sent it to die.
Maybe their strategy was like, hey, instead of making it free to play, we'll just make it free on Game Pass. And that'll be like that'll essentially be it being free to play in order to sell the system or sell the not the system, like the Game Pass. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know if that's panned out for them in the right way.
I mean, it's a good look into the future of that other the Obsidian game, Grounded.
Grounded, yeah. The like, tiny people game.
That's gonna be exactly the tiny the same. People game. It's gonna be. It just releases one day, and it's gonna be like, what, really? And then no one will talk about it again.
Yeah. I say the next Mario Kart will be the highest selling Switch game by the end of all things, and with an insane adoption rate. I still stand by this. Although I will say the Animal Crossing sales numbers have very much surprised me.
Yeah, it was like fastest selling. Like one of the best selling games of all time, period, or something like that. It's ridiculous, and it's going to be hard for any game to match that same criteria in context again.
Yeah,
I don't know if I stick by a new Mario Kart being the best selling game on the Switch anymore. Like with Animal Crossing and with also Mario Kart 8 Deluxe being a thing. Like I think two Mario Karts being on the same console then probably like dampens the second one's sales a bit because people already have Mario Kart.
See, but it's so old. My argument here is that I think that all of these things just add up to this being the case. The Animal Crossing selling as well as it did, and the Switch selling as well to new people currently, those type of people that are playing Animal Crossing are also interested in Mario Kart. And I think that eventually they will buy this next one.
Now that Animal Crossing's out, Nintendo's kind of out of their big sellers. Like, they've done the Pokemon, they've done all that stuff. So the next thing is, do you do sequels to all these games, or do you go like to the kind of older stuff that you don't touch that often? And I think they're probably going to try to middle ground of like,
yeah,
sequel to Zelda, sequel to Mario Odyssey. I could see Mario Kart being one of those.
Yeah, definitely. Greg says this one breaks my heart. There will be no PSVR 2.
We were talking about this the other day. I stand by that one. I think that COVID has helped.
What actually gets me thinking you're right is the controller, because they removed the light bar from the front, so now there's no VR way to see it.
There's the hope that the read on that, and I always fuck it up because I love VR, but I don't know the tech well. But the hope is, from what I've heard online, is that the controller light bar being brighter on top of the controller moves it to being the camera inside the thing, kind of like Oculus,
like an inside out tracking.
Exactly. So it would be looking at the controller's light from atop, rather than trying to look at you across the TV.
I could see that, but yeah.
It really depends
on what PSVR is, or PSVR 2 is. Yeah.
I like I said when we did this originally, I believe that they have the best intention of making a PSVR 2. I believe it's in development right now. I bet they have a whole bunch of different things in progress for it. But it's like we were talking about this week, right, Bless, with Iron Man VR. You know, guess what, everybody? Last of Us and Iron Man VR delayed indefinitely. Hey, guess what, everybody? Here's Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima's new release date. Okay, what about Iron Man VR? And you start following that back of, I think they're going to want that out before PlayStation 5. So I think it's kind of just going to be pushed out there. But if they're trying to keep it out of the way of the other two games, it gets closer to PlayStation 5. Was there going to be a bundle for it? Is there still going to be a bundle for it? Because Iron Man and Marvel, right, are a good entry point to get you into PlayStation VR. But if I haven't gotten into PlayStation VR yet, am I now going to look at buying this bundle for Iron Man and then also think about buying a PlayStation 5 down the road? I just feel like they, not even their fault here, the way the dominoes fell with delaying Iron Man initially and then this giant delay or whatever, I think it's put them into a lose-lose scenario of getting it out and not moving more PSVR units. You're going to have a good sell-through for that game and attach rate for that game, but I don't think it's going to lead to a huge spike like they probably wanted in terms of adoption of the hardware. If you also, can't you can, get that, why you do you double down?
Market a game in a very passive way of saying like, okay, here's footage of this video game. To market a VR game requires somebody to actually have a VR helmet on, which they usually do person to person. Like I've talked to him the other day, like when we're at the mall near the studio, they had those patient VR setups.
Yep.
They can't have those anymore. They're not going to have them next year or the year after. And people are just not going to want to put on a helmet.
And is anybody at any airport, because I've seen them there too, mall or trade show, going to be like, yeah, let me strap this thing on my face. I saw this sweaty stranger walk away from it.
last couple here that I want to talk about. Greg says, another Simpsons hit and run game this generation, either remastered or two.
I know the developers have been saying they wanted to do a remaster. I don't remember. Like, I think it was an issue of the who holds the rights is not developing video games anymore, something like that. But I know that they are trying to push for.
I hope it happens.
It'll happen.
Cool Greg needs this.
Yeah, I think there'll be a remaster for
Cool
sure.
Cool deserves this.
If SpongeBob Rehydrated can happen,
that's the thing.
That's the thing, man. And then the final one, the bonus from Bless. And oh, I love it so much. It's not going to happen, but Naughty Dog's next new IP after Last of Us will be a Mission Impossible inspired espionage heist adventure that keeps the spirit of the big budget high action set pieces of Uncharted, but mixes that with an intricate, engaging narrative, third person action gameplay, and a new main character that will act as a new face of PlayStation.
I want it. And it's going to be called Naughty Dog's Agent.
Yeah, the other note was I said called Agent in the last one. I watched the Agent trailer recently. I want that game. I'm so sad it's not happening because it looked dope.
Here's the thing, Bless. What you're describing is what people think the initiative game is. So I kind of wonder if like a Perfect Dark game is basically just what you're saying here.
I want it so bad.
Imagine
that rivalry, right? Like next gen, the rivalry becomes Perfect Dark versus Agent, like I from mean, the two big console developers.
That is the point of the initiative, is Microsoft wants their own Naughty Dog. And they like got people together who were specifically like from Sony San Diego or Santa Monica rather, and like other big AAA studios and Crystal Dynamics and stuff like that, to make a big AAA game for them. That's in the vein of like an Uncharted or a Last of Us. So if that is Perfect Dark, it is kind of what you're describing here.
Man, I want it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny Games cast. Stay tuned for the post show. If you are a patreon.com/kindoffunnygames supporter, we appreciate you, and we will see you right after this.